This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This thing has gotten out of control.
What? I'm in the field. I'm doing research. I'm. What do you want? I'm a journalist.
It is time for news or nope.
News. News.
No.
No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope to decide if this is news or no.
This was supposed to be a cute thing where we tell some of the stories we wouldn't normally tell on the show. Actual news stories, keep people informed. I decide if I want to hear the rest of it. Is it news or is it nope? And now TIAC has brought in some sort of extra audio for the whole thing.
Which, that's a special thing. Does that mean that has to go first or last?
All right, journalist boy.
I just report. No. I don't produce the news.
All right, here's the way this works. I begin the news theme, and somebody kicks off their stories.
Okay. Good evening. It is the 1st of November, and November is American Diabetes Awareness Month. So happy happy month to all of my type 1
diabetic asses out there. Dia what?
Diabetic asses. That's what we call ourselves.
Yeah. You do?
That's cool.
We're type 1 diabetic asses.
Okay. So what happens this month?
Nothing changes. We just bring awareness.
Can we talk about your plight a little bit?
Sure.
Well, I mean, it's just one of those things where, like, I never understood it. And, like, when I was little, people had to just constantly prick their finger.
Oh, yeah.
And now you guys have figured out some magical device.
The technology has gotten
insane. It's awesome.
It's all controlled from my phone now. My pump, my continuous glucose monitor, like just on my phone.
Like, it's not as difficult to be a diabetic as it used to be. It's still not great.
I'm a diabetic. But it's way more tolerable.
I remember there was a basketball player named Adam Morrison that was really big in college, and he was diabetic, and he would have to come out and prick himself and do all that. Like, and that was 15 years ago or so.
Yeah.
And now you don't hear about
Kate Moss's daughter is like a professional runway, whatever, and she wears her pump, and like, it's just so cool to see.
Yeah. It was one of those things, like, for me growing up, like, I promise I'm not trying to be offensive or anything, but it's like, diabetes is like, you're disabled and like, you're infirmed and you can't do anything. And now it's like, Bret Michaels, I think, from Poison.
Yeah.
Like,
he's got it. Catwoman, Halle Berry. She's a type 1 diabetic, but she kind of, I've got some beef with her because she doesn't share. And it's like, you are one of the biggest actresses. Please be an advocate. Nick Jonas is like the king of diabetics.
Nick Jonas is a diabetic?
Are you kidding me?
Sorry. I'm not in the club. I'm not in the club. How would I know? But here's what I wanted to get to is this weird little thing. So every once in a while, we're just talking.
Mm-hmm.
And like when you're doing a radio show, silence your damn phone, right?
Yeah.
You gotta, like, it's nothing's worse than all of a sudden, and you're like, come on, TIAC, turn it, like, whatever. But like, there are times we're just talking, and all of a sudden, Aaron's like going, boop, like she's backing up. And I'm like, is she about to like go down? Or what does that, what does the beeping mean?
It's a couple of things. I either just gave myself insulin, and that's it telling me that like it's done, it finished. Okay. Or it's like, hey, your blood sugar's been high for a while.
So you need
like,
to do something.
But
then you attach this thing to your body,
mm-hmm.
And she just told me the other day, like every 10 days or whatever, she has to reattach it. And she moves between her arm and her leg or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And like, they must not be cheap.
No.
So she's like, damn it. And I'm like, what? She's like, she put it like into the muscle or something of her leg.
I
and
put
she's
it
like,
in a weird spot in my leg and I can like feel the probe under.
Oh. Every time she moves, she can feel. I'm like, take it out? No. Like, can you imagine walking around? Like,
no.
There's somebody shot a nail gun in your thigh and you're like, no, I'm just going to have to live with it for 10 days. I'm like, what are you talking about? Take it out. I'll front
you
the
cash. I'll get used to it.
What?
Yeah.
So it's still in there.
Oh, yeah.
And you can feel it every time you move.
It's gotten better. I've gotten used to it.
Okay. I just want, like, Aaron's a trooper. She's in here. If it sounds like there's a truck backing up, we're just trying to keep Aaron alive. That's all that's going on here.
Good evening. A very special happy birthday is in order this month as a beloved, somebody that's beloved to all of us turns 55, and it sounds a little something like this.
This is where you brought in audio.
This, yeah, and then you would play the clip. we'll edit this out.
How do you edit when we're live? Explain.
I don't know.
You mean for the podcast later?
Yeah,
where's the podcast available, you guys? I forget.
For free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Mm-hmm.
That was me stalling because I didn't have it put into a place where I could play it. Now I can play it.
Okay.
Do you want to do your whole thing over
good
again?
Good evening.
Oh,
very, very special. Happy birthday. Happy 55th.
We haven't done
the... All right. Good
definitely
evening.
Edit this whole part out.
Okay.
Right. I'm going to... Let me...
Cut.
Good evening. A very special happy birthday is in order as somebody that's beloved to all of us turns 55.
Why do you keep restarting
it? And it sounds a little something like this.
You know I already had this theme.
Sunny day, trees and up, clouds away.
That's right. Sesame Street turns 55 this month. It aired on PBS since its debut. And now it's on HBO Max. Happy birthday.
It is? Sesame Street is?
Yeah. Happy birthday, Sesame Street.
I totally thought it was much older.
Than 55?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have thought so. It feels like it was on...
Like 80 years
or something.
For my parents. Yeah.
Or something.
It's basically raised everybody. We all grew up watching it.
So,
who didn't watch Sesame Street?
Do you know which character started? Like, I don't know who all was there. Because like, Elmo
first?
Definitely wasn't there.
I think it was Big Bird was the first, no?
I feel like Kermit was there at the beginning.
Yeah,
maybe Oscar.
There's a Muppet, because they're all Muppets, but they're not part of the Muppets, like Kermit and Miss Piggy.
Well, they weren't Muppets yet. I think they weren't called Muppets yet.
The first character to appear on Sesame Street was Big Bird.
Big Bird was first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But who all was there? Was Kermit there?
Ernie and Bert. Kermit.
Which one's worse?
Ernie and Bert. It's Bert and Ernie.
That's what I thought, but it says Ernie and Bert.
What?
Yeah.
I've never heard it said that way.
Oh my God, this has been, I swear to God,
no,
we were out of time for News or Nope. This is a thing for me. This has been an argument on the show, has it not? Is it Bert and Ernie or is it Ernie and Bert?
I've only heard Bert and Ernie.
Yeah, but online says Ernie and Bert.
Because I grew up thinking it's Ernie and Bert.
Mm.
You did? Are you serious?
Wait, which one's which? Which one's the orange guy?
I have no idea.
Ernie. Ernie is the short one. Bert is the tall, like grumpy
Ernie
one.
Ernie and Bert.
With the
Bert and
unibrow.
Ernie. Oh my God, now you've got me second guessing. Which way do you think it is?
Bert and Ernie.
Bert and Ernie. Because Bert's the smart one, and that's why we say him first? Why would Bert get to go?
Because it's alphabetical.
No, I don't think that's it.
Okay.
I don't know.
Because as a kid, I loved Ernie because he's the fun one.
He is
Bert's
fun,
just
yeah,
like
yeah.
the stick in the mud.
Mm.
It's like the Odd Couple.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I did a whole tour. One of the tours of my band was called the Bert is Evil Tour.
Really?
What?
And our lanyards every night. Have you ever looked up birdisevil.com?
No.
I think it still exists. It's just all, this is before AI. So these were just people good with Photoshop. And it's just all shots of like Bert with a cigarette dangling out of his mouth. They are just trashy.
These are unhinged.
Yeah, fully.
Oh, no.
Like it's Bert with like evil eyes doing terrible things to
dogs.
Yeah, we did a whole tour based on
that. What happened? Sesame Street.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.